You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
So we know that Chris Canty played 11 years in the NFL, right?
Did he did, and he won a Super Bowl.
I don't know. Was it not? I keep saying 11. Okay. And he won a Super Bowl. Moments ago, which we'll now make public for everyone to hear, you made reference to playing kickball.
Yes, I did.
Like, you currently play kickball?
No, I'm just saying if I did play kickball, I would be kicking with my right foot. We were trying to figure out this whole leftism thing, right? Like, it's just driving versus which foot you use to push on the gas pedal or the brake. And you were saying your wife was explaining how hard it is as a lefty to drive.
It's made for righties. That driving is made for righties because you're using your right foot on the gas and the brake.
Exactly. It does.
Yeah.
Unless you had a car that was made in Britain when your whole driver console
was on the other side,
the right-hand side,
yeah,
instead of the left-hand side.
The whole world's made for righties. Notebooks, everything. It's all made for righties.
Like spiral notebooks?
Yeah. And back to kickball.
Yeah.
You're looking at someone that is a kickball champion.
Yeah.
Not once, but twice. I won a kickball league, and then I was the MVP in a celebrity kickball tournament once.
They give out MVPs?
They did, and I got it over Jackie Joyner-Kersee, Olympic
legend.
That
seems like an odd choice, got to be honest with you. What did you do to earn the MVP?
I was going to say, it was actually the best choice. Shout out to JJK, who's a legend, and I am not more athletic than she is. But from a strategy standpoint, I led my team to victory. Because I was a kickball champion in a past life, I said to all of my teammates, most of whom were professional athletes, you're going to want to blast the ball as hard as you possibly can. And you're going to get an out almost every single time because the ball will not carry as far as you think. And you have all these athletic people in the outfield that can cover a lot of ground.
Yes.
We need to bunt and run.
Exactly.
Bunt and run. And that strategy started by me led us to a victory.
Brilliant.
I got the MVP.
So it was coaching.
She's
Tony La Russa of kickball.
But it was really because
that's
of
the best compliment
because of your strategy
you so
more
much.
So than your performance.
And my performance because I started
so
the charge.
Okay.
Because I think I kicked first to let everybody know
it
how
really
it's done.
Wasn't, it really wasn't about kickball, though. It really wasn't. It was about, hey, athletic things. Like, I usually jump off my left foot if I'm going to dunk a basketball.
Oh,
like,
do
if
you?
If I'm in my stance, I'm
you can
pushing,
dunk, like,
I'm pushing
easily?
Off my left foot.
I know you're 6'8".
I'm 6'8".
I know, but you can dunk easily?
Yes, I can dunk.
He's 6'8".
I understand that, but I just want to reiterate, that's the coolest thing.
To be able to dunk?
Yes!
You can dunk.
I can dunk what? Donuts?
You can't dunk?
What do you mean I can't
You've
dunk?
Never been able to dunk.
Apparently Pat used to be able to dunk.
You're not a short guy.
Yeah. I'm 6'1". I can't dunk.
Yeah, I'm
Why would
and
you
a half.
Think
don't
I can dunk?
Don't look at me.
I don't know. I just assigned that that level
in
of athleticism to you. Well, I mean, I see your jersey in the studio. You got your own bobblehead. I'm just sitting there thinking, okay,
that's
maybe
a radio bobblehead.
This guy can dunk. I mean, I just
why in your
you love basketball?
Because I love basketball. I can dunk.
I just thought you could dunk.
All right, hold on, two things.
That's nice.
One, apparently, Pat could have dunked before at 6 feet. So
Pat's taller than me, though.
No, Pat is 6 feet.
No, I'm really not.
And two, did you? Like, why were you surprised that Canty could dunk?
Yeah.
It's not that I was surprised.
Is it the weight? Like, are you weights shaming him?
No, you just
weight. Call him Fatty Evan?
No.
You
By the way, the
up?
Reason that I was
Jeez.
Surprised he could, it's not that I'm surprised he could dunk. I wanted to reiterate. Sometimes there are some things that Chris Canty thinks are just commonplace that the rest of us think are cool or amazing. Like, what was the injury you played through that we thought was insane?
A broken leg.
A broken leg.
Broken fibula,
and
yeah.
a detached retina.
And he thinks, whatever. Like, it was third down. Like, no, that's not how it works, right? So you just
actually, now that you bring those things up, that makes me even more upset for Sixers fans and more upset at Joel Embiid.
Why?
What like, just, just happened
here? I played through a broken fibula and a detached retina, and this guy has a meniscus injury that he's missed almost 2 months of the season to get healthy, and he's now gimping around out there in the playoffs?
He's compromised.
After he caused his own injury by trying to throw an alley-oop to himself off the backboard? Give me a break. Like, I'm at the point now where I can't give Joel Embiid credit for fighting through it. You're always hurting the playoffs. Dude, get over it. Find a way. Find a way. Like, seriously.
He's trying to
point,
now.
Find a way. Like, think about it. 6 straight years in the playoffs. 5 of those 6 years getting bounced in the second round. At some point, it can't be about everything else that's around you. They moved on from Ben Simmons. They got you James Harden. That didn't work out. Now you got Tyrese Maxey, Kelly Oubre, Tobias Harris, all these guys. You got to find a way to make it work. Doc Rivers was the problem. Got him up out of there. Hire Nick Nurse.
Only one common thread.
Coaching ain't the problem no more. No, at some point, if you're out there, you got to make it happen, knee injury or no. And I'm getting tired of trying to give Embiid the benefit of the doubt. Oh, we got to give him credit for fighting through it. No, bro. We give you credit for winning the damn games in the playoffs. And you're not doing enough of that for a guy that has the individual accolades that you do.
But how is he supposed to carry his team to victory if he can barely walk?
I don't know. Do it Joe Namath style in the Super Bowl in 1969. Is that it? Whatever it was.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah. I mean, listen. Joe Namath out there with one leg beat the Indianapolis Colts.
One game.
Okay, great.
Right, but it's a 7-game series.
But here's the thing. You only needed one game to steal home court. And that game could have been on Saturday. And it didn't happen. That's the point. Like, if you won game one, then all of a sudden they could have rested you game two. You got 4 days off before you have to go back for game three. And that's on your home court.
We got to go back to a couple things here because we're going to get to all of this. We're going to continue this. Smalls is getting ripped by people I see out there and I hear from Pat for bunting and kickball, which I think it's brilliant.
You
I give
play
you
to
so
win
much
the game.
Credit.
Ridiculous.
You play to win the game.
Why is it ridiculous, Pat?
Because that's not fun. You want to have fun playing kickball. It's not fun.
Winning
to
is
be like,
fun.
Oh, I guess let's get the infield in, guys. Come on, like, what are we doing?
You got to shift on.
Yeah,
you're
like, come on.
I love it.
Ball game.
I've never been more impressed with Smalls in my entire life, and I've always been impressed by you. But is the most impressive thing you have ever shared
right,
on this
relax.
Show.
It's a kickball game.
Brilliant.
I was the number one overall pick in this game because of my past kickball experience, and I could not let my team down. I was the least athletic and decorated person there, and I was the MVP because of strategy.
And Brilliant. Everyone hated you Brilliant. Because everyone's like, oh, we got to play the bunting. What
sure,
are we doing?
I'm sure the fans were not excited about that brand of kickball.
All right, which kickball story then is worse? Because I'll share something. I played in a kickball tournament for the Make-A-Wish Foundation in Port St. Lucie, Florida, and they told me if I act out one more time, I'll get thrown out.
If you act out?
I started screaming at the person in charge and like one of the umpires for a terrible call.
At the Make-A-Wish kickball
It wasn't my best moment, I would say, but it was a bad call. I had Angel Hernandez out there with me. It was terrible.
It's a kickball game.
For
Make-A-Wish. Not just any charity. For the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
We still raised the money whether I got kicked out or not. But it was a terrible call at first.
Did you get kicked out?
No, but it was threatened to. I'm not good in charity events. I got a black eye in another charity basketball game because I was playing too hard. Sorry, I just kicked you. And a guy elbowed me in the face. And I got a black eye. And then one charity event, one of CC's former, or one of his friends, who's in the Hall of Fame, I'm going to go unnamed, refused to pass me the ball. And I've had terrible, who has the same initials as you, I've had terrible charity events.
Well, you can't dunk, so I don't blame him for not wanting
to pass you
the ball.
That's the other thing. I'm going to put this poll question right. Is the fact that Chris Canty thought I could dunk the worst take he's ever had? Because I say yes.
I think it's the highest compliment you'll ever get. Because I wouldn't have thought that, Evan. The fact that he was so steadfast in his belief that you could dunk, you should be pumped for that.
Yeah, I thought it was a Woody Harrelson situation.
Yeah.
I thought it was Jack Harlow, if you want to watch the new one. Maybe on the right day, if the wind is going in the right direction.
I'm vanilla, baby.
He can ball a little bit.
He can get up there.
Yeah.
888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. All right, get back to the matter at hand here. Is Smalls brilliant or weak for bunting in kickball? I think it's brilliant. CeCe, brilliant
weak,
or weak?
Weak.
Weak?
Weak. Weak sauce.
I think it's brilliant.
You have to play to your personnel. I cannot kick the ball that far.
Yeah, but you don't have to discourage others that probably can kick the ball very far not to.
We won the game.
Okay.
I love it. I love that she did that. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Smalls bunting in kickball.
Now, are you also the person that would like pitch it and put a lot of spin on it or like make it bounce really high or something so nobody else can hit it? Yeah.
No, not
you'd be
at
like,
all.
Oh, yeah, let's get some spin on this one.
No. A nice, smooth pitch in there, right over the plate.
You know what's amazing? Somehow this kickball conversation got CeCe to rip Joel Embiid.
I know.
How
that
did
was
that
really
happen?
Impressive.
How did you get from Smalls winning an MVP of a charity celebrity kickball event to making that about Joel Embiid and not being strong enough?
Because I was reminded of the injuries that I played through, because you said there are some things that I think are commonplace that, that everybody can do that everybody just can't.
So you you
just reminded me I played on a broken fibula,
right?
And I played with a detached retina in the Super Bowl.
But isn't that exactly what Embiid did on Saturday night? Isn't that what he's trying
win.
To do?
But they didn't win.
Played through it.
And I guess that's my whole point. Like, at this point, I'm not giving you credit for playing through it.
But you are you giving
credit,
him blame?
You don't get credit for coming back. You don't get credit for playing through it if that leads to you getting bounced early. You only get credit if you win. And he's not doing that in the postseason enough. And I'm tired of the habit of looking up in late April, early May, and Joel Embiid is hurt. At some point, something about that has to change if the Sixers are going to be viewed as a true title contender. Otherwise, we're just going to say they're one of those teams that's false flagging each and every year.
So would you rather him not play and try to rest up and as opposed to going out there and playing even though he's compromised?
Yeah, I mean, if it's going to be the same result, then why risk further injury? Like, I guess my point is, if you end up losing to the New York Knicks and it being done unceremoniously, if it ends up being a sweep or a gentleman sweep, then why'd you even come back? What was the point? So I guess that's my question. Like, I mean, if you're like the thought was you're coming back because this Eastern Conference seems like it's diminished in comparison to the Western Conference. All of these teams dealing with injuries to key players, right? The Knicks don't have Julius Randle. The Bucks don't have Giannis Antetokounmpo early on. The Heat don't have Jimmy Butler. Like, all of these teams are dealing with injuries and or questions. Like, the Orlando Magic are really young. The Indiana Pacers are really young. Like, it's Boston and then everybody else. And Boston's on the other side of the bracket.
Uh-huh.
So if you're Embiid, the reason why you're coming back is because, hey, we have an opportunity to make a deep playoff run. If you don't get out of the first round, and even worse off, if you get swept or gentlemen swept by the New York Knicks, that is a failure. And at some point, we have to acknowledge, hey, it might not be able to happen for Embiid because he can't stay healthy this time of year.
If Embiid does not play tonight, let's just say, which is possible, it is more likely than not that game two of the Eastern Conference playoffs, four of the eight teams will be missing an all-star. You want to talk about a cakewalk for Boston? My God, they better get there. But it sounds like not only are you not giving him credit for playing through the injury with Embiid, you're blaming him for playing through this, for coming back, because now it's you come back for nothing. You lost the game, and now you may jeopardize yourself in game two. Is that what you're doing?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. It's hard for me to blame a guy for being hurt, but he's always hurt. A part of your job as a professional athlete is to be healthy and available. Availability is a part of your job.
No doubt. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, I get it. We want to give credit for guys showing that mental toughness to fight through a physical injury, but, dog, you are always hurt. It is your job to be available this time of year. It's either that or you're Kawhi Leonard and you got two rings and two finals MVPs on the trophy case and everybody gives you the benefit of the doubt, because when you're on a court in a single playoff game, you could be the best player on the planet. Like, that's an aside. That's not where Joel Embiid is. We haven't seen him do it. We haven't even seen him get to the championship rounds.
That is an interesting spin, because we're not sitting here being critical of Kawhi or Giannis for being hurt right now, because they have money in the bank, basically.
Yeah.
Because they have the ice. Because they have the rings, like, it's good to go. All right, we're going to get calls in and more reaction in game one at 888-SAY-ESPN. Smalls bunting in a kickball game and winning a game as a result. Amazing strategy or weak? Plus, now people are tweeting in at Evco Radio, at Unsports ESPN, saying you need to put a dollar in the bad take jar for believing in my athletic ability. Terrible job by Canty with that. We're on Sportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Smalls, I'm going to have your back on this one. You're getting crushed on social media right now.
What's new?
Oh, you get crushed a lot on social media?
Oh, my God. All these dudes. What's up with your hair today? I hate that blazer. Shut your mouth. Yeah.
Okay, well, that got a little bit more real.
Like, are you serious?
Oh, my God, yes.
And that's just from Nuno, which is weird.
Is chiming in on your fashion?
Every day.
I thought this was a sports show.
Every day,
okay.
I have dudes who have something to say about my hairstyle.
Okay, all right.
Okay. That was a joke all around. But
yeah, but yeah, I'm just
real.
Saying I'm used to it.
And
I'm immune to it.
Nuno does not say that. I was just joking around.
No, Nuno, very supportive of the hairstyles.
I don't think Nuno's ever commented on your hair. At Will Kepley on Twitter, there are unspoken rules in baseball. Don't show up the pitcher. There are unspoken rules in kickball. Bunting gets a ball to the head running around second or third on the way home, at least in my playground.
Not mad about
Whoa,
that.
I'm not mad about that.
I'm not mad about that.
Smalls deciding to bunt in a kickball game for
it's
charity
not just, it's
is
a,
brilliant.
It's a celebrity kickball game.
Brilliant.
Like, you want to see the celebrities try to blast the ball and embarrass themselves if they can't. That's
and
the
other
point.
Team did that. The people got their money's worth because the other team did just that.
Billy
so the other
in
team understood the assignment and you guys didn't.
And they lost the game.
They won. Billy in Pennsylvania listening on 6:30 a.m. What's up, Billy?
What's going on, guys? Great show.
Thank you.
So I'm totally with all the bunting.
Yes, Billy.
The reason being is you keep your you always have your best player, one of your best players at third, and your best athletes in the outfield. So that best player with the best arm has to throw out the guy or girl at first. If you're a fast runner and bunter, you could turn the corner and get the second by the time they get the ball the first. Strategy. Also, when you're off the bat, if you have the ability to bunt and or kick it over to the outfielder's heads if they're playing you in, then you have a chance for double or triple and bring runs in. So it's worked for me. Definitely, we won many championships doing that.
Hear that? Culminated in many championships for Billy, the strategy. Also, if you keep bunting time after time and then they're moved in, then you go ahead and you blast it over their heads.
What was the prize for winning the celebrity kickball game?
I believe it was a trophy and pride.
Trophy and pride.
And Michelle, our friend of the program, Seth Greenberg, texted me and said he likes it, the coach in maneuvers. So he's all in on
well
your
done.
Strategy.
Well
Seth Greenberg,
done.
Thank you. On the right side of history here.
I just don't understand. It's a celebrity kickball game. It's supposed to be fun, and a lot of the fun is laughing at yourself and your teammates. It's not win at all costs. We're going to bunt our way through the game. Well, I don't even understand. Like,
Let me ask you a question. The Chris Canty Foundation, chriscantyfoundation.com, inspiring young people through education, fitness, and service. Let's say the fitness part, you're going to do a charity basketball game.
Yes.
And you are going to be on one team, and Antonio Pierce is leading the other team.
Yeah.
You don't want to win?
I want to have a good time.
That's not what I asked you. Do you want to win?
But see, it's
No. Do you want to win, yes or no?
Well, here's the thing. I could lose the game, but if I dunk on Antonio Pierce, that's a win in my
book. Okay, no.
Yeah, so,
no.
Like, you see what I'm saying?
That's
like,
a win. That's a win.
I used to play in CC Sabathia's celebrity softball game at Yankee Stadium.
Right.
Cool. And the whole point would be like, hey, I might not – who cares who wins or loses, whether it's Team CC or Team Judge – if I hit a home run in a celebrity softball game in Yankee Stadium, that's all that matters.
Yeah, that's pretty
Who
sad.
Who cares about anything
no,
else?
No, stop
it's the,
deflecting.
It's the moments that you can
There's
make.
There's deflection
okay.
going
not,
on.
Hold on,
it's
hold
not
on.
Deflecting.
He's not wrong. And the moment I could make is bunting my way to a championship in kickball. I can't hit a home run at Yankee Stadium. I'm not going to be able to dunk over Antonio Pierce. This is my way of winning something because I am not as athletic as
you
are.
So you want to win by basically capping what your superhuman teammates can do that were the celebrity athletes. because you told them to bunt too. It's not just you bunting. It's the whole damn team bunting.
I was and I guess that's my point.
Think about it. We had the Property Brothers in studio last week.
Did I kick you again?
The Celebrity All-Star Game at NBA All-Star Weekend. What did he tell you? I'm the first celebrity to hit a three.
He did say
Do we care who won the game or lost the game? No. But we want to know that he made the damn three-pointer.
Yes,
I guess that's the whole point of a celebrity game.
But if we're playing in the Chris Canty Foundation charity basketball game,
yes,
and our team is losing and we can't play man defense, you know what I'm doing? I'm calling a timeout and we're going to play zone. Okay. I don't care. We're playing zone.
You're going to be the Eric Spoelstra.
You're damn right I am. We're going to play a zone in a charity celebrity basketball game if it means we're going to win. And just like Coach Smalls
did. I want to be traded to another team.
You're asking out?
I don't want to play on Wait a minute. I want another team.
CC.
I'm not playing with either one of y'all.
Woj, you got to report
why
this.
Why would I do that?
CC has asked out. He's demanded a trade from our team because I'm going zone in a celebrity softball game.
And I'm bunting.
Matthew in North Carolina listening on 6:30 a.m. What's up, Matthew?
Hey, love what you guys are doing with the show, man. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
So I was in a playing in a church league co-ed softball tournament, and which wound up being less about Christian Fellowship and more about high school and softball, high school softball and baseball players reliving the glory days.
Yes.
And early on in the game, maybe a second inning, one of the men from the other team comes around and takes out our catcher, who was a woman at a play at the plate. I mean, just a vicious slide in. So that already starts a little bit of the jawing back and forth. And then later in the game, there's a play at third where one of my teammates is rounding second, and he's coming to third. I'm coaching third base. The opposing pitcher is coming over to cover third base. And as they meet at the plate, my guy puts his hands right in the guy's back, shoves his face in the dirt, bench clearing brawl, game's over, both teams disqualified. They wound up giving the trophy to third place.
Yeah, no problem with that. I enjoy that.
See,
sounds great.
I want to win at all costs, but not those costs.
A bench clearing brawl?
Not those costs.
In a church league?
Not those costs.
You got to do what you got to do.
No, you don't.
No, it's not.
I mean...
A bench clearing brawl? What is a fella? What was that for a church league?
A church league, yeah. Bench clearing brawl in a church league.
Wow, at the church.
Just
because
you go to church and you're in church league doesn't mean you can't want to win at all costs.
So much for turning the other cheek.
Rick in Maryland, watching on ESPNU. What's up, Rick?
Hey, how you guys doing? Yeah, Michelle, you're a genius because I was in a kickball league for my work not too long ago, first time ever playing. And I just got up there and just started, I just blast the ball. What's so hard about this? And they're like, no, that's not how you do this. You got to bunt. So you're absolutely right. That's exactly how you play the game.
Thank you for your support, Rick. He is right. That is exactly how you play the game. Any game that you play, there's a strategy involved. And if I know your strategy is going to be to kick it as far as you can, why am I not going to try to counteract that in some way?
Wait, Kiki La Russa, hold on 1 second. Nuno has breaking news on this.
So just as we're talking about this and fighting, just triggered. So ESPN Radio has a softball team, actually has two of them, and one of them actually won the league this past year.
Nice.
And there was a moment, because there's some hotheads on that team, Mark Morales, Nick Cardi, Evan Wilner, they almost got into a fight during one of the games because I guess they must have not liked what was going on. They were arguing with the refs. So kind of embarrassing.
Nick Cardi is a producer here. He and I have beef because he was nasty to me. Do I like him more or less as a result of this? This is interesting.
More.
Because he's got that fight in him.
He's your type of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got that nasty.
It's ESPN softball, man.
Why don't you guys want to win? That's concerning.
Because
you guys
it's
don't
ESPN
want to win.
Softball. There are no stakes. I was going to say there are low stakes. There aren't any stakes.
I guarantee you 99% of our audience, if they're in a beer league softball over the summer or during warm weather, wherever they live, I guarantee you they put every ounce of effort in to try to win. Every ounce of effort, because that's all we got anymore.
You play to win the game.
Yeah, but we also, we don't have what CC had in terms of playing in the pros. We don't have athleticism anymore. We just want to win. We want to, we're talking about the draft. We're going to be there on Thursday and Friday. We're going to see all these young athletes have this amazing crowning achievement moment. Beer league softball is kind of, and Kiki La Russa over there, it's kind of our crowning achievement.
Yeah.
That's all we got. Anyway. All right. There's two ESPN softball leagues, and we're not invited to either one of them? Or are they both in Connecticut?
No, they're both in Connecticut.
Okay. All right.
You can try. They need help with their volleyball team, because I heard that's a disaster.
We have a volleyball team,
too? Yeah, because ESPN does an intramural. Obviously, have a bunch of different intramural leagues. They have a softball team. I know there's open gym for basketball. One of our producers, I'm not going to mention his name, might be working today.
Sam.
Almost got into a fight with someone during an open run. Yeah, wow. So it's all right.
Gain some more respect for Sam. Well done, even though he's a Celtics fan. Speaking of the Celtics, they're green. True green, right? Wow, that was rough. I love a beautiful lawn. I hate doing lawn care. That's why I use True Green, the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. We all know those are some nice greens, so just imagine what they could do to your lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and to top it off, when you sign up for an annual plan by April 30th, get one application free. Visit truegreen.com for the best lawn at the best price, guaranteed. I know, I've had them at my house since I moved to my house a couple of years ago. Restrictions apply. We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Shout out to the Knicks, who are in the playoffs. Also, shout out to the Rangers, who are in the NHL playoffs, which is where we're going to start today, guys, on All the Small Things. I am Michelle Smallman. He is Super Bowl champion Chris Canty. He is a guy that Chris Canty thought could dunk in Evan Cohen.
Horrible take. Horrible take. Worst take you've ever had.
I'll have my
show.
Dollar ready tomorrow. I'll bring it tomorrow.
You didn't have any cash today?
No cash. Well, big bills today. Only big bills today.
Oh, what a flex. Only big bills.
Javonte?
No,
we can keep it pushing.
Okay, keeping it pushing. Okay, so let's talk a little hockey, guys. Let's do that hockey. It is time for the Stanley Cup playoffs, which in my opinion is the best playoffs in all of sports. Mm-hmm. The intensity, the excitement, the endurance needed in order to advance in the gauntlet that is the Stanley Cup playoffs. There's nothing like it. And here in New York, the Rangers are taking on the Capitals. They take a series lead, 1-0, and a 4-1 victory. But it's the monster, the 6'7", 240-pound Matt Rempe that got him on the board early. He lights the lamp to get the first goal in that game that ultimately led them to a victory. Guys, I can't get enough of Matt Rempe. He is so fun to watch. He has completely invigorated this team and this fan base. And his head coach, Peter Laviolette, talked about the Rempire State Building's impact on the Rangers after the game. He basically said that he can't think of a player that's come in and had this much of an impact in recent memory, not only on the team, on the fan base, but on the city as a whole. It feels like everyone loves to watch Matt Rempe play.
Now, is he I don't know as much about this as you do. Is he a folk hero or he's a legit stud player? Like, I hate to say it this way, is he Jeremy Lin coming in or is he Carmelo Anthony coming in?
Jeremy Lin. Yeah, he's more of a folk hero.
Like, and Jeremy Lin had a good career. Let's not knock Jeremy Lin.
The Rangers are a supremely talented team.
They're awesome.
They should take care of their business against the Caps. Like, they've done a really good job of building this squad. And so now the only question is, can that talent translate to them going on a deep playoff run? Because we've seen this team in position before, and they just haven't been able to break through. They've got a ton of talent on this team. But it's, can they take care of their business? Can they beat a team like the Caps that does have a championship pedigree with Alex Ovechkin? Can they do that? They should certainly be able to handle that and make quick work of Washington in this first round series. But the question is whether or not they're going to be able to win the Stanley Cup. It's title or bust for the New York Rangers.
It absolutely is. Yeah. It feels, guys, like it's title or bust also for the Denver Nuggets, who got it done last year. And Nikola Jokic sometimes feels like he can't be bothered with all of this. He doesn't necessarily lean into the fun that comes with the position that he's in. Well, he is now in a very interesting way. We saw over the weekend Jokic participate in the Despicable Me 4 promo. essentially, he was sitting on the couch and he was talking about how he's going to be involved in the movie, and somehow he was leaning in. But then he showed up to the game dressed like Gru from Despicable Me, which I thought was so hilarious and so kind of out of character for him. And then after the game, he was asked about this after he had an amazing performance in game one, 32 points, 12 rebounds. And he was laughing and smiling about it, which is rare from Jokic. You really don't get to see that side of his personality. He was talking about how he loves Gru, loves the guy. He was talking about him like he knew him, said he loves the cartoon. I love to see Jokic play into this a little bit.
He looks exactly like Gru.
Doesn't he?
Like when he dressed up, like he looks exactly like Gru.
I don't know how
I couldn't see it coming. You don't know.
I've never seen any of the Despicable Me's. I saw it.
You have kids.
The Despicable Me's, they're great.
What do you want them for? I don't know. Maybe they've seen it.
They're
great. I saw the meme over the weekend with him, the split screen of him. I don't know who that is. I got to be honest with you. Yep, I said it. I was more thinking about what you said about championship or bust for the Nuggets. Is it?
Doesn't it feel like that?
Do they not get a year grace period?
No.
Okay.
They're dominant. Don't you expect them to be in the NBA Finals?
No,
I feel
don't.
You don't.
Well, I picked the Clippers.
So he doesn't expect them to be in the NBA Finals.
So do you think you don't expect them to be in the NBA Finals.
So many questions.
Okay, so then would you say it's only championship or bust for Boston?
Oh, my God, yeah.
They're the only team that you would give that classification to?
No. I think the Lakers, as long as LeBron James is there, is always championship or bust. They're going to bust, but it's always championship or bust.
But can't we say that about Jokic, too?
I don't know. You're the king or queen, excuse me, of the leeway on the championship. You've asked that question a million times. How much leeway do these teams get with winning a championship? So I'm asking it back to you. The Nuggets don't get, like, if the Nuggets get to the finals and lose.
But how can you say there's no pressure on the Nuggets, though?
I never said no pressure. I said championship or bust.
But why? I mean, at this point, if you've already won a championship, what are you doing it for if it's not for a title?
Of course, but I guess the way I look at championship or bust is if you don't win a championship, will there be major changes? And I would say no on the
Denver they're not going to be major changes, but we are going to be left with questions, right?
Yes.
I mean, you say the Western Conference is only getting better.
I agree.
If you're Nikola Jokic, you got to win it while you can. I mean, think about it. You're going to have three MVPs once they announce the award in a couple of weeks. Like, the guys that have three MVPs or more, they have multiple titles on their resume. Yeah. Winning titles ain't going to get easier for Jokic and Jamal Murray.
No.
It's not going to get any easier than it is right now. So you got to find a way to be able to get that done. That's why I look at them as a championship or bust team. I just do.
So do I. And I don't think that championship or bust necessarily means if they don't get it done that we're going to absolutely trash them. I just think that you look at the type of player that he is and the team around him and how they're performing the same as they did last year.
Yeah.
So there's no other place to go. Championship or bust.
Well, no doubt about it. I mean, it's not only legacy defining for Nikola Jokic, who now enters the chat as one of the greatest players in the LeBron James era of basketball. But now you're also talking about Jamal Murray potentially being a Hall of Famer if they go back-to-back. Think about that. Jamal Murray, a guy that hasn't made an All-Star team, could be a Hall of Famer.
Is that possible?
I mean, he would be on his way.
I'm not saying he's not that.
If he's the second best player on a team that goes back-to-back, how are we not talking about him as a Hall of Famer? Or a guy at least on a Hall of Fame trajectory?
I would love for our team to potentially look this up. Is there any player in all of sports that is in the Hall of Fame for on-field or ice accomplishments or court accomplishments that's not in the Hall of Fame? That's not in the Hall of Fame that's never been an All-Star.
I would think that he would become an All-Star.
No, I agree with you. I think it's a fascinating take. How do you look at a guy that won back-to-back titles as clearly the second-best player on the team, averaging 20-plus, and having a career that's going to span a decade-plus, where his point-per-game average will be at 20 or more, and his assists will be at, 5, 6, 7, 8 or more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As not a Hall of Fame, in the way in which the Hall of Fame operates today, is there a player in all of sports that is a Hall of Famer that never was an All-Star for on-field ice court accomplishments? I don't mean off the field doing things for the community or whatever it is that we have the contributor in one.
Yeah. I think there are 13 just in the NBA.
Wow.
That's
Not international. I don't mean like Dino Raja, who's in there. You know what I mean? Like
but they're in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, we can look that up. What's the next one, Smalls?
Well, our video system isn't working, I wanted to play. I don't know if you guys saw this. It went super viral over the weekend. I love when someone who's really established in their own right really loves their spouse and gasses up their spouse. Did you guys see David Beckham becoming TMZ over the weekend at his wife Victoria Beckham's 50th birthday party?
Oh, yeah, the Spice Girls reunion.
Spice Girls reunion. They were dancing and singing to Stop, and little Michelle was thrilled to get to see this behind the scenes. fans, if you grew up a Spice Girls fan, seeing them together is amazing.
Did you just go third person?
Yeah, I loved it. I absolutely, this is all the small things. I absolutely loved it. But I love that it's David Beckham who's fanboying out just as much as the rest of us recording all of it. I thought that was very cool.
It was great. And that, is that, do those songs still hit?
Of course they still hit.
You know what song is all over my timeline that still hits that I think is the best? Mbop. I think it's still amazing.
Oh, an all-time
Hanson,
jam.
Hanson, Mbop? No?
What is that? What is that?
You don't know Mbop?
I don't
yes,
know the title.
Yes, you do.
I probably know the song, but what's the...
We'll come back with it. How about that?
You've never heard Mbop? What is it? Doobop?
We'll come back with it. that's a tease.
You can't sing the song?
Nope, can't. I can sing it when it's on.
Okay, all right.
I will do that coming up. That'll be a hot ticket, huh? Smalls and I singing Mbop, brought to you by Vivid God. Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN.
You know, the goal is to actually have people tune in and continue to listen, right?
Okay. Get great deals on the hottest tickets. Experience it live with Vivid Seats. We're on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Sing it, Smalls.
No, I don't want to punish
everyone. I've heard this song before.
Obviously.
I've heard this song.
Yeah.
But this is not the song that I thought you were talking about with Mbop.
The lyrics are great on this.
Smalls actually discovered the song that I was talking about.
Wait, let this go
for
a second.
The song that I thought you were... Well, the song that I thought you were referring to is actually much better than this.
It was Ying Yang Twins and Pitbull, Shut Up.
There's nothing better than this.
Which is a great song.
It's
Ah, so good. Sing it, Smalls.
Yeah,
this is what I thought
we were talking about.
DJ Jovante. Funk Master Flex Night.
Yeah.
Hard to get a ticket.
Yeah. But that's what I thought when you said Mbop. This is what I was thinking about. This is what popped in my mind. Like the song that's playing when it's starting to get dark, sunsetting at La Marina in the summertime in New York.
Both certified bangers in their own way. You're like, no, it's not.
Nah, this one, to use Evan's term, this one hit different, though. When you out and you hear this come on,
okay,
this takes it to another level.
Mbop is for day. This is for after dark.
This is for after dark?
If you go to a club, hypothetically, not that I would know, I'm such a loser, but if you were to go to a club and all of a sudden it's like 1 o'clock in the morning and out of nowhere, the DJ puts on Mbop, that place will go crazy. Guaranteed.
No shot. If the place goes crazy,
100%.
If the place goes crazy, I'm not at the right club. I'm at the wrong place. I'm at the wrong spot.
You know what weirdly hit one time when I was at a club recently? The White Lotus theme song.
Which is what? I don't even know what that is.
It's just noises. There's no words.
Really?
You know what I'm talking
about? Yeah, I know
exactly what it is. I can't stand
it. It came in a remix and people went crazy. People went crazy for the White Lotus theme song.
It came as a remix though?
Yeah, it was like they faded one song in and then that one built in and you were like, what? And then the next song came in. But people went nuts for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
So you wouldn't think that would be the right club.
I did not know that Jennifer Coolidge was going hard at the club.
I'll tell you what.
Okay.
In the paint.
Not Mbop. Just saying. All right. Dak Prescott.
oh, my God.
Well, he did speak this weekend. Who did he speak to? Nick Harris, I guess he spoke to, about his future in Dallas. He gave some comments this weekend.
I'm not gonna say I fear being here or not. I don't fear either situation. To be candid with you, I love this game and love to play and love to better myself as a player and my teammates around me. Right now, it's with the Dallas Cowboys. It's where I want to be, and that's where I am, and that's the focus. And after the season, we'll see where we're at. And if the future holds that, then if not, we'll go from there.
Right now, it's with the Dallas Cowboys. It's where I want to be, and that's where I am, and that's the focus. And after the season, we'll see where we're at and if the future holds that. He gave the right now. He gave the right now. I'm not saying that we should read more into that than we maybe already are, but right now, it's with the Dallas Cowboys. There is zero, I mean zero indication that he's going to be there past this season.
Yeah, I mean, he said he's not afraid of either scenario, right? Which means he's at least entertaining life after the Dallas Cowboys. And if you're Jerry Jones, that's not where you want to be.
No.
Because that puts you in quarterback purgatory. You have no clue where your next franchise quarterback is coming from. And you're talking about a guy that performed at an all-pro level in his ninth season in the league. This is the worst place that Jerry Jones could be. And he got to this spot by not paying Dak Prescott as soon as he possibly could. You know, you found yourself in this place where you're now chasing after trying to lower his cap hit, where all you had to do was pay Dak Prescott when he was first contract eligible. All you had to do was pay Dak Prescott before he got to the last year of his contract. This is one of those gaffes that Jerry and Stephen Jones are going to have to navigate around, and it could cost them their championship window because after this year, they might not have a quarterback.
Yeah, they're in quarterback purgatory, and it's self-inflicted.
Yes,
they're in the,
yes, that's the point.
They're in the right now because Jerry Jones didn't get the deal done. And if I'm Dak Prescott, of course I'm focused on this season, but I'm also looking around at the landscape, and of course I don't fear playing somewhere else because I know I'm going to get the bag regardless. There are going to be teams clamoring after Dak Prescott if the Dallas Cowboys don't give him what he wants. If I'm Dak Prescott, I'm looking at Kirk Cousins, who's older than him, and he's coming off of an Achilles. And I'm thinking, why wouldn't I get what I want in these circumstances? And he's bet on himself before, and it's worked out. So why would he be afraid of anything?
And then beyond that, think about this. There's probably going to be less pressure wherever he goes.
Yeah.
Whatever team that he goes to, there will be less pressure than being the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys and getting yet another bag.
All right, let's see if we can create the Dak Prescott market, because I have a way, I think, of doing this. Here we go. Yes or no, will the following teams take a quarterback in the draft on Thursday night? I mean specific to Thursday night in the first round. Chicago.
Yes.
Washington.
Yes.
New England.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Maybe not at three, but yes.
The Giants.
No.
Okay. Minnesota.
Yes.
Yes.
Denver.
No.
Vegas. First round specific.
Yes. Yes.
I think Denver might.
You think Denver does?
Well, who else is going to play quarterback for them?
Jarrett Stidham, apparently, according to Dan Graziano.
Yeah, because we've seen a lot of guys in their third team become huge superstars at the quarterback position. I mean, I'm sorry. It's just the reality of the history of the sport.
Well, maybe that's the way of saying we're tanking without actually coming out and saying we're tanking.
New Orleans.
No.
No.
Okay. Seattle.
No.
All right. The Rams.
No.
I don't see it either.
Okay. Pittsburgh.
No.
No.
Let's see who else here in terms of the quarterback.
Tennessee's not taking a quarterback.
Okay, so we're done. So the reason I did this, if the Giants, Broncos, Seahawks, Rams, and Steelers don't take a quarterback, New Orleans, I should put New Orleans in there, sorry. In New Orleans. So the Giants, Broncos, Saints, Seahawks, Rams, Steelers. There's your market after this season for Dak Prescott.
I think there's another team that's in there that you didn't include.
The Jets?
Absolutely.
Okay, so the Jets.
I thought that too.
No doubt.
All right, so both New York teams, that drives up the price. Denver, Sean Payton, if they don't have a good season this year, is going to rightfully be desperate. New Orleans, perfect transition. Say goodbye to Derek Carr. Say hello to Dak. Seattle, Geno is a free agent, if I'm not mistaken, after this season. Even if he's not, he's still at that point of his career, could sign a cheaper deal to be a backup and probably be happy, and they appreciate him there. The Rams, I mean, Stafford retires, L.A. market, young receivers, running back, Sean McVay. Pittsburgh, if it doesn't work out with Fields and Wilson, easy entrance point, right, to join Mike Tomlin. Are you kidding me? And the Jets. There's your market. Jerry Jones better hurry up.
Pretty good market.
Jerry Jones better hurry up.
Pretty good market.
That's why Dak's saying right now. I'm sure I forgot teams in there. I'm sure there are other teams that could emerge, but there is a market right there. So if you're going to say, I didn't ask any teams that have a quarterback or any teams that we think are going to draft a quarterback, so who's in next year's QB market? Two New York, one LA.
Okay, so now, that we've developed that list of those teams, is there a team that puts him closer to a championship than the Dallas Cowboys currently do for Dak?
I was going to ask the exact same question. You know what?
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Maybe impossible division. Maybe the Rams. It's a much easier path, seemingly, to the Super Bowl than the NFC.
Sean McVay.
Puka Nacua,
Cooper Kupp.
They've got some pieces there.
All right, do it this way for a second. Okay?
But they did lose Aaron Donald.
They did, I imagine they're going to address that in the draft.
Yeah.
Okay, so do it by division. Which division is going to ultimately be the easiest to win? Is it the NFC East?
NFC South.
NFC South?
Yeah.
So the Saints. Sure. We've already seen a team in their division do the exact same thing in Atlanta going out and getting Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
New Orleans Saints, and by the way, there'll be a new coach with them.
Are we sure we wouldn't feel differently about the Jets if Dak Prescott was their quarterback with less noise?
I agree.
I would feel differently about the Jets. I honestly would. Yeah. I honestly would.
I would too.
You just also gave a destination for Belichick and Vrabel. New Orleans Saints with Dak Prescott for next season.
Wow.
Nobody's fighting me off.
We know Belichick wants to stay in the Northeast, though.
Yeah, good point.
He would have gone to Atlanta twice a year.
You know? Yeah.
I mean, is it that crazy?
No, but you're right, though. Jerry Jones is on the clock in terms of getting a Dak Prescott deal done. Now, we've heard from Dan Graziano and others that it makes more sense financially for the Cowboys to do it next offseason. But why even leave the door cracked open for Dak Prescott to look for greener pastures? That just doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, if you're Dak, a lot of those places might be more appealing to you than the pressure of being the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
We're Unsportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance.
Thanks for listening to the Unsportsmanlike podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Unsportsmanlike live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on SiriusXM Channel 80. You can also watch on ESPN2 and on ESPNU. Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.